The mere mention of some authors' names can send shivers down the spines of many a book lover. And who doesn't need a great new novel right now? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new novels by two such beloved authors, including one with very close ties to Charm City. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Here's some good news for a change. The new novel from Anne Tyler, Redhead by the Side of the Road, is one of her best ever. Heartwarming, very funny, and so, so Baltimore. It stars Micah Mortimer, a.k.a. the Tech Hermit, who runs a mobile computer repair service out of his Kia. Micah has an orderly life. His daily run starts at 7:15. Monday is floor mopping day. His schoolteacher girlfriend stays over on weekends. When a series of unexpected developments upends his routines, it's as if life stops making sense altogether. Upended routines? Well, I guess we all know something about that. One of the most hilarious scenes in the book is when Micah goes to a very crowded family reunion at his sister's house in Hamden. The women of Micah's family are all waitresses, which makes perfect sense, he thinks, because restaurants have the same atmosphere of catastrophe that prevails in their own homes, with pots clanking, glassware clashing, and people shouting, "Coming through," and "Watch your head," and "Help, I'm in the weeds." A battlefield atmosphere, basically. Here's the dinner itself. Ada's dining room sideboard was loaded with food. Phil's grilled pork, mac and cheese for the little ones and the teenage girl vegetarians, green salad and potato salad and sautéed squash and string bean casserole. Also, a flashlight, a People magazine, and a vase of dead chrysanthemums, but never mind. On to The Afterlife by Julia Alvarez. In 1991, Alvarez won a following with her debut novel, How the Garcia Girls Lost Their Accents, the tale of four sisters from the Dominican Republic adjusting to life after immigration to the U.S. Other sets of sisters appeared in subsequent books, and now the four Vega sisters, also Dominican immigrants, are the subject of Afterlife, her first adult novel in almost 15 years. The Vegas, all in their 60s, are scattered geographically. Izzy in Massachusetts, Antonia in Vermont, Tilly in Illinois, and Mona in North Carolina. Long-distance sisterhood creates its own set of rules, laid out for us by Antonia, a recently retired college professor. Always act pleased to see them. Honor thy sister's turf. Never remain dry-eyed when a sister is crying. Not long before her 66th birthday, Antonia's beloved husband died of a heart attack. And though she's been wallowing in sorrow, things are happening fast. She's ended up with a very pregnant, illegal Mexican teenager living in her house, and one of her sisters, the one with manic depression, disappears. As the sisters zoom into action to track her down, as Estella gives birth, as a crackdown by La Migra looms, Antonia has many reasons to understand why and how you go on living after life as you know it disappears. She's always relied on the consolations of literature. The book is full of quotes from Rilke, T.S. Eliot, and Emily Dickinson. But now, she will learn the surprising blessing of the needs of others.
The books are Redhead by the Side of the Road by Anne Tyler and Afterlife by Julia Alvarez. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. That's also where you'll find hundreds of book recommendations from past episodes of The Weekly Reader, so you will always have something wonderful to read. Also, congratulations to Colson Whitehead for winning the Pulitzer Prize for his astonishingly good novel, The Nickel Boys. If you haven't already read it, I highly recommend it, and so does Marian. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.